6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson.
At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Jessica Hoop in for Guy Garvey. BBC Radio
6
Music.
Good evening, boys and girls. My name's Jessica Hoop. I'm a friend to Guy Garvey. And I get to sit in for him when he's off doing spectacular things. Just recently, he has been given his honorary doctorate by the Manchester Metropolitan University. Well done, Doc. So I get to have fun while you're away receiving honors. That track we just listened to was called Teardrop, featuring Liz Fraser by Massive Attack. Before that, we heard Tears for Fears, Break It Down Again, one of my favorite Tears for Fears tunes. Let's listen to some Tom Waits. It's from his later work, a record called Real Gone. This song is called Hoist That Rag. In this tune, it's as though the musicians are all kind of starting to play the tune from different rooms. They all have a kind of a different sense of what the rhythm should be. I really like this imprecise approach to making a fine record. They all eventually establish what the rhythm is, and off they go into this anti-war anthem, Hoist That Rag by Tom Waits.
I learned that dream from
What a voice. One of kind, Tom Waits. I spent a lot of years on a skateboard, riding through California, to school, to work, whatever. And you need to listen to rough, raw, and ready music when you're riding a skateboard. You shouldn't listen to music while you're riding a skateboard. It's not advisable, but it is good fun. Fishbone is one of those bands I listened to a lot back in the days when I was shredding. This record's called, check out this title, Nutosaurus Meg Fuelin' the Funke, and the song is UGLY Ugly.
Picked 50 songs from the last 50 years.
And we want you to choose which one will top our Rolling Stones poll.
Will it be one of the hits? For me, it has to be Tumbling Dice.
Or one of their classic album tracks like Midnight Rambler.
Go to the Six Music website now and make your choice.
Six Music's Rolling Stones Top 50 poll. Part of BBC Radio, Six Music celebrates 50 years of the Rolling Stones.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Where I've been. win.
Great bit of picking on Lindsey Buckingham's part, Fleetwood Mac singing the song Never Go Back Again. This next tune is by our lovely German friend Nico from the record Chelsea Girl, a charm track, These Days. It's been raiding cats and dogs in England, hasn't it? A couple weeks ago, we were doing a show up in Hebden Bridge when the floods came through. We were playing that little club, the Trades Club, and it was very sparsely populated because of the flood warning. So there we were playing for just like a handful of people. At the end of a tour, we were very tired, and around the end of the show, well, we had a couple warnings that we may not be able to get in there. Long story short, we got flooded in and we had to sleep on the stage where we did our show, the We made lemonade out of those lemons. We plugged our little devices into the sound system and just had a little DJ party. One of the songs that came up that evening was this one by the Mamas and Papas from California Dreaming, dedicated to the one I love.
While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Each night before you go to bed,
producer just cried. This is the first time I heard this next artist. I was really confused at where she might be from. I thought maybe she was from a small tribe out in Africa. But when I Googled her, I found out she's from New England. Her name is Meryl Garbus, and she's made this little act for herself. It's called Toon Yards. You know who she is. She's mad. She's wild. She's incredible. And this song is called... What is this song called? It's called Gangsta. It's from the record Who Kill.
To his neighborhood, I'll never make a sound. never make a sound. Bang, bang, bang! Boy, never move to my hood, cause danger is calling out the word. Bang, bang, bang! Boy, never move to my hood, cause danger is calling out the word.
Right now, I'm going to take full advantage of the fact that I'm playing you music that I like through Six Music on a program where I get to play just what I want. So we're going to go way far out. We're going to go to Tuva and we're going to listen to some Tuvan throat singing. It strikes a real chord with me and I hope you like it. I may be, you know, testing the boundaries here, but just give it a listen. It's some real folk music. This is a group called Hun Hurt Tu, and I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. The song is called Oscar Cherda. Who knows if I'm pronouncing that correctly?
Took you and they left you. How could
I'm Jessica Hoop. You're listening to Six Music. That last track was Saint Vincent. I'm a big fan. I can relate to her in some ways, in the way that she tends to combine the beauty with the beast. Whenever there's something beautiful, there's a monster looming. I think if I ever get to do radio shows again and again, which I'd absolutely love to do, I might have to play Ween every time. This song is called Mr. Won't You Please Help My Pony.
Mister, would you please help my pony? He's over there behind the tree. He's down in the dirt, would you help him? I think it's his mom. Mister, would you please help my pony? He's chewing bark along the leaves. He's crying like a baby, would you help him? I think it's his mom.
It's his lung. Who writes songs like that? Ween writes songs like that. When we were flooded in Hebden Bridge, you know, all we had to do was play music. It was me and my whole band. It was really actually a bonding experience, and we had a really good time, oddly enough. Another one of the tunes that came up was The Kinks. This song is called Strangers. I'm going to treat you now to something that you don't get when Guy is doing his show because he's just got too much class. I'm going to play you an elbow tune. I can imagine that most of you, if not all of you, are fans of The Dock and The Boys. This song is called The Loneliness of the Tower Crane Driver.
Just pick a point and go. The ticket entangles my feet as I search for a face that I know. Thank you.
What an amazing tune. Night after night on tour with these boys, I would watch that show, their show, and that song would break me up most nights. Still does. Great tune. High drama. Right now I'm going to up the drama with a very obscure artist, someone who's, quite frankly, most of her work kind of freaks me out. And this one might freak you out as well, but the first time I ever heard it, I was like, whoa, what kind of a voice is that? This is a, like I said, I might be pushing the boundaries here, but just listen to it. It's called, the song is called Gloomy Sunday, and the singer's name is Diamanda Galas.
Sunday, I waited and waited with flowers in my arms for the dream I'd created. I waited till dreams like my heart were all broken. The flowers were all dead, and the words were unspoken. The grief that I knew was beyond all consoling. The beat of my heart was a bell that was torn. Saddest of Sundays. Then came a Sunday when you came to find me. They bore me to church and I left you behind. My eyes could not see what I wanted to love me. The earth and the floors are forever above me. The bell tolled for me and the wind whispered, lover. But you I have loved, and I bless you forever. Last of all Sundays.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Cortez, Gans, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio 6
Music.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Oh,
That song for a moment needs an introduction. That's Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. While we're talking about Elvis Presley, let's talk about Elvis 75 in Las Vegas, where that song comes from. But if you have never looked at the concert footage on YouTube or DVD, whatever, go do it. Look up the performance of Love Me Tender. What happens in this tune? A woman sits up in the front row and asks for a kiss, and Elvis Presley, in the middle of singing this song, leans over to give this woman a kiss straight on the mouth. And another woman leans up to get a kiss, and then another in the back row, and then they just start popping up all over the room. So Elvis Presley, in the middle of this tune, just makes his way around the room, kissing girl after girl after girl. And the men in the room, everybody's just getting really excited. All the feathers are getting ruffled. It's like watching the Nature Channel. Look it up online. It's Elvis 75 in Las Vegas. It's good stuff. Let's play another old American tune. This one makes me feel like I'm right back home again at a barbecue, 4th of July, hot summer southern weather. This is Billy Joe Spears singing 57 Chevrolet.
On BBC Radio
6.
Music.
song was White Man in Hammersmith Palais by The Clash. I love Joe Strummer's ramshackle BVs, all out of tune and all loosely sung. I could learn something from Joe Strummer, I think. I played you something old American and something old English. Well, relatively old, to tip my hat to both of my homes. Next, we're going to play a song from a young man that I have a lot of love for, a great friend of mine and musical collaborator. He's played on all three of my full-length records and co-produced my last record. His name is Blake Mills, and he's an especially talented young man. This song, it's strange, the rhythm of this song. Take a listen to it. It's kind of like barely holding on to itself for a minute there. It also turns out that I'm on the end of this song. So this is Jess and Blake playing the song, what's it called? Winter Song.
Thank you.
Good times. Blake Mills from the record Break Mirrors. The song was called Winter Song. We're going to listen to some Sergio Mendes right now. The Brazilian voice. You can't top the Brazilian voice. It's sung in Portuguese. It's such a just a beautiful way to sing. I really don't know how this name is, the name of this song is pronounced. It's Esconjuros. I tried to find it online. Esconjuros is my best guess. This is from the record Brasileiro. I do know that that's correctly pronounced. So, you know, one out of two is all right. So here we go. This is Sergio Mendes, Esconjuros.
Jura, a gente esconjura, pois não vai vender. Oh, já fiz uma figa, talvez eu consiga parar de sofrer. Diabo de vicário, urubu no campanário, ele só fala de pecado no sermão. Quem diz uma palavra com sentido de mistério, ele que põe um sortilégio na canção. Vale prostituta, palavra de fruta, manchando lençóis. Oh, palavra encarnada e mais machucada é que entre nós, o amor quando jura, a gente esconjura, pois não vai render. Oh, um pé de coelho, pra mim bom conselho é parar de sofrer. Oh, ternura e pirraça, desgraça e ventura, a gente costura dois a dois. É feito esse riso que escorre em meu choro, gozando depois. Oh, cabocla sem vestido, no chicote do marido, ele é moída de pancada sem razão. Quem diz uma palavra de sentido milagreiro, ele que bom diz injustiça da canção. Vale despedida, palavra de água, cachoeira e voz. Oh, palavra tão linda, mais rápida ainda que o caso entre nós. O amor quando jura, a gente esconjura, pois não vai render. Oh, bate na madeira, morena é besteira, gosta de sofrer. Pois não vai render. Oh, bate na madeira, morena é besteira, gosta de sofrer. Oh, 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 ternura e pirraça, desgraça e ventura, a gente costura dois a dois. É feito esse riso que escorre em meu choro, gozando depois. Oh, o corpo da princesa na raiz da mandioca, ele coloca a realeza rente ao chão. A moda sertaneja na viola carioca, ele traz o Brasil.
For the first time on the radio anywhere in the world, it's Blur, it's new, and it's called Under the Westway.
We're so pleased that you're playing the tunes, because you know Six Music's our spiritual home.
Now it's magic,
Blur are back, and on Tuesday the 31st of July, they return to their spiritual home for a very special live session for Six Music. And you could be there. Go to the Six Music website now for your chance to join me, Steve Lamack, live from the BBC Maida Vale studios with Blur.
This is Six Music Live.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Are you geeking out right now? I played that tune specifically so you guys could enjoy a moment of uninhibited geek behavior by, you know, two of the one of the greatest geek tunes in the world. I like the part where he goes, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. It's like, geek, he's Glenn Campbell, such a dork. The best kind of way. What are we going to play for you now? Let's play Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I grew up on Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I take them with me everywhere I go. They remind me of, well, they bring freedom back to me, basically. This song is called You Don't Have to Cry.
In the morning, when you rise, right or wrong, but I have time to cry, my baby.
years ago, it quite nearly killed me. In the long run, it will make you cry, make you crazy and bold before your time. And the difference between me and you, I won't argue right or wrong, but I have time to cry, my baby. You don't have to cry. I said cry.
The very late 80s, pop music was headed more and more candied, wasn't it? It was getting more and more refined, and it was rounding near to the time when artists like Britney Spears and things were coming around, yada yada. Late 80s, Kate Bush was writing songs like this next one. It's called This Woman's Work. It's a tale of a man who loses his wife when she's giving birth to their child. It's a really heavy tune. Here you go, Kate Bush, This Woman's Work.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio 6 Music.
But if only you could see them, you would know from their faces there were kings and queens followed by princes and princesses. There were future power people throwing love to the loveless, shining a light 'cause they wanted it seen. Well, there were cries of why, followed by cries of why not. Can I reach out for you if that feels good to me? And the riders will not stop us, 'cause the only love they'll find is paradise. No, the riders will not stop us.
Put that track in place, thinking of spin classes. I like to do spin classes where you get on a static bike and you just ride like a maniac, really hardcore cardiovascular exercise. And in these classes, you do these really hard bits where you're really cranking hard and where your muscles are working really hard, but then you notch it back and you let your muscles flush. And I figured that Seal's Future Love Paradise would help us flush after the Kate Bush This Woman's Work. Next up, let's play a song from a band called Little Dragon. They come out of Gothenburg, this band, and the singer is a cross between Swedish and Japanese, and I think that her her Japanese heritage plays into her vocal style. I have never heard anyone sing quite like this woman. The song is called Twice by Little Dragon. Is that not just a gorgeous piece of music? That was Little Dragon. Let's play some Annie Lennox for you now. This comes from a record of covers that she put together called Medusa. And when I first heard the record, I had no complaints. I loved it through and through. Even the Clash cover and the Neil Young cover, which she got actually a lot of criticism for. There was a lot of people who just really didn't like it. I had no complaints. I loved the whole thing. This song is called No More I Love Yous and a great number.
Oh, I used to be lunatic from the grave. great records.
Over 5 decades. But which one would you choose to be your all-time favourite? Six Music has picked 50 songs from the last 50 years.
And we want you to choose which one will top our Rolling Stones poll.
Will it be one of the hits? For me, it has to be Tumbling Dice.
Or one of their classic album tracks like Midnight Rambler.
Go to the Six Music website now and make your choice.
Six Music's Rolling Stones Top 50 Poll. Part of BBC Radio, Six Music celebrates 50 years of the Rolling Stones.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Frozen into cold.
Just
That tune was called Phantom Limb by The Shins. The Shins rescued me from listening solely to music that was created before 1970, bringing me into the now. Thank you very much, James Mercer. Next up, I'm going to play something by Eels. Mark Oliver Everett, or as we know him, E of Eels, makes the kind of music that when you're listening to it, it's as though you're talking to him. I had the great pleasure of getting to know E over the course of a couple tours, one around Europe and one around the United States. And it really is, his songs are like an imprint of him, a fingerprint, just a real clear indication of who he is as a person. This is a really fun and feel-good number. It's called Fresh Feeling. Come that time, this next song brings me to the end of this, this hosting experience on Guy's Finest Hour. It's been really nice. I really love doing this. Thanks, Guy, for having something better to do. Next time we see you, you'll be wearing your mortarboard. I'm going to play you something by Stevie Wonder to close down the show and to usher you into a new week of hard work. Remember to have some fun. This song is it's called Same Old Story. It comes from the record Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants by Stevie Wonder. Have a great week, everyone. I'm Jessica Hoop, and this is Six Music.
Born to open for mankind nature's door, a life known by a few. And those who knew that shared their knowledge, few or cared about what next could do. Most felt it was mad to conceive that plants thought, felt, and moved quite like we. But with instruments both would devise, would take science itself by surprise. What will it take, for heaven's sake, for those who find what's real too hard to believe in? It's that same old story again. Born of slaves who died to realize the need his life would be. Selflessly he gave his wisdom to a way where first no minds would see. He said if farmland was to be rich, we must plant farms to replenish it. But it took him persuasion and test to convince them Father's way was best. Oh, story
from 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
No matter what people say, these sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, I'm Don Letts, and this, my good people, is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. So for the next 2 hours, get ready to cross time, space, and genres. In the first, you'll be hearing from the likes of the Flaming Groovies, Gaggle, Jimmy Cliff, Crocodiles, Prince, The Fall, Death at Sea, and Cult of the 13th Hour. In the second, I'll be taking it slow. But right now, I'm good to go with a cut from Toddler T's new album, Watch Me Dance. This is Cherry Picking.
just a little glance now. Right away you're thinking about romance now. You know you ought to take it slower, but you just can't wait to get to know her. A brand new love affair is such a beautiful thing. But if you're not careful, think about the pain it can bring. It makes you feel so bad, it makes your heart feel sad, it makes your days